Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
Okay, 29 minutes after 9, coming up, John Aaron, the member for Lara. Very important conversation about the funding for the North. But with me now in the studio is the United Australia Party candidate for Corio, Desmond Sanborn. And you see the United Australia Party billboards. He's on TV at every break, just about, with some sort of idea for Australia. So I thought it would be a good idea to actually sit down and have a bit of a longer form chat with Desmond to find out what the plan is for this region. Desmond, thank you very much for coming into the program this morning.
It's a pleasure, Mitch. Thanks for inviting me.
So first of all, how do you fit into the whole organisation that is the United Australia Party? Did you become a member of it and then they've asked you to run as a candidate, or did Palmer personally approach you? How does it work?
No, so I became a member of the CLAV in 2013. So
the Palmer United Party
Palmer
back
United
then?
Party, yep. And then they came up to this election, and then I put my hand up and said I'd like to run for Corio.
I see.
And they did interviews and I was selected. So it wasn't just a matter of if Clive's your mate, you get a seat.
Was it a competitive process for the seat of Corio? Did a lot of people want to run as a candidate?
It was, yes.
So going back to 2013, what gravitated you personally towards the Palmer United Party back then?
That the party is not... I was looking for a party where that you had more freedom, in the sense that being freedom that I felt that there weren't other policies or people behind the party saying, well, here's my money. When you get elected, you will then obviously campaign for certain things. Mm. Where I know with Clive Palmer, it was a matter of, we're going to run a party, we're going to run it for Australia, and there's no other monies coming in to influence the decisions on policies.
So you feel like you have more latitude when you're campaigning to give your personal views on things rather than it being the party line, is that right?
Yeah, well, the party, yeah. So the party has lines and we're here for the people. So the idea that I could run and I could actually make changes or try and make changes in my electorate, mm-hmm. Rather than have some other organisation saying, well, we donated $3 million to your party, therefore we'd like you to make sure policy doesn't change or policy swings this way.
Were there any particular policies back in 2013 that first sort of drew you in to the Palmer United Party, or was it more the model that you talk about where the funding comes from?
No, I think it was more that I felt it was more for the people, the party, rather than just another big conglomerate party.
I see. And now into 2019, the years go by very quickly. What do you think are the key messages that the Palmer United, or the United Australia Party, as it's now known, is putting out there?
So the key message is really for the people. I know I've gone about this, but it really is about the people. And I'm all for the people. I love Geelong. I love the people of Australia. And the key messages are coming across that, you know, what they want to do changes. Example would be the gold card for veterans, partners of veterans. So when a veteran passes on, they lose the gold card, the partner loses the gold card. So we want to continue that, which I think is great. I think the veterans have done a fantastic job serving the country and looking after all of us. So, you know, and the Murray Darling is another one where, you know, it's not just base, it's base for the people, because it affects everyone in Australia. Mm-hmm. You know, when farmers can't have cattle on their farm because they can't afford to pay for water, we end up having to pay for that cost.
What do you think the people in Corio want?
People in Corio, well, we know the hot topics are the Northern Arc is a hot topic in Corio. People are also looking for jobs where they can work. I mean, a lot of people came from industry, and there's a lot less companies focusing on industry now in Corio. So, yeah, I mean, the people in Corio, and clubs as well, sporting clubs is another hot topic where... Where's the funding coming? Yeah, there's promises everywhere, but is the funding going to happen? So these are hot topics, and they're hot topics, I think, from the previous election as well.
Do you think the seat of Corio misses out compared to its neighbouring seat of Corangamite?
Well, yeah, you would say it would, because you can see the funding that goes into Corangamite. Obviously, each party has their view on they bring in the funding, they're not bringing the funding. So if you look at the figures... obviously would show that Corangamite gets a bigger chunk of the money than Corio, but yeah, that will change.
Richard Miles has obviously been the incumbent MP for Corio for the last 12 years since 2007. How do you think he's performed?
Well, he's done what he had to do. I'm not a person to attack anyone personally. I'm not that kind of politician. I'm here to get my job, do my job for the people and move on. People have done their job. I'm going to fail at a few things, I'm sure, when I'm in the seat. We're all human. Yes, I think Richard has done what he's had to do, and people are looking at more at what the party's going to do for the people rather than what one person does. I mean,
okay, so in terms of how the party works, what happens if, say, you get elected but Clive Palmer doesn't? Because Clive Palmer is still the leader, is that how it works?
Yeah, so he's still the leader. Yep. But if I get elected and he doesn't, then the party carries on. So it's no longer, and that's the great thing. A lot of people always see it as the Clive Palmer party, but yep. It's not. I mean, there's 151 candidates, plus we have Senate as well. So it's a big party now. I mean, it's just as big as Liberal and Labour.
If we elect you, can we trust that you'll stay with the United Australia Party? And I ask that just because when people were elected for the Palmer United Party last time, people like Jackie Lambie then started to go out on their own with the Jackie Lambie Network, so voters don't know what they're getting. If they vote for you, will they get the United Australia Party?
Yes, they will. I won't be leaving the party. I'm very loyal. I mean, you can look in my history of what I've done work-wise and everything. I'm a very loyal person, and I'm loyal to the people. If the people vote me, I know they're voting for the party as well. Therefore, I will be there for the full term. I'm not going to leave. It is a question being asked by a lot of the members. I mean, that is a question that everyone does ask because it's obviously a worry. But I will be there for the full term.
In terms of your background, what can you tell us about that? I think you've been involved in business, is that right?
Yes. So I grew up in the automotive industry. My late father had a workshop and a panel shop. So I grew up fixing engines, putting engines together. I then went on to, I did a diploma in journalism, and then I started to work for a market research company. And since then, I've opened my own. So I've had that for nearly 10 years this year. So it was a small startup company. We now operate in 8 countries. All the revenue that I do charge all my international clients, I actually bring back into Australia. So all my revenue comes back here, and then I pay out from Australia. Recently I just completed my MBA in marketing as well. So,
and do you live within the electorate of Corio?
I live in Armstrong Creek. But we are looking at buying acreage out in my electorate as well. We have been looking for a while, and that's why I put my hand up. Well, to me, Geelong is it's just a fantastic place. I would rather put my hand up for Geelong. So,
have you been in Geelong all your life, pretty much, or have you moved?
No. So we originally landed in Sydney back in 2008, and then we moved up to Geelong 4 years ago.
I see. Well, look, thank you very much for coming in. What I'll get you to do in a second is just give us the elevator pitch, 30 seconds or so, where you can tell the listeners directly why they should vote for you. But I'll also say that you're going to be speaking at our Corio Candidates Forum, which is coming up on the 29th, and that'll be a good opportunity to take some questions from the people and to hear what it is that the people want to see in the electorate of Corio. But feel free to go ahead with your election pitch, why should we vote for you, and then you can be on your way.
Thank you. Yeah, well, you should vote for me because I'm all for the people, and I'm going to do everything I can to bring more business into Geelong, bring businesses that are relevant to the people who want to work in certain sectors and not just bring in corporate positions. So we're looking at industry as well, because that is now lacking in Geelong. And I know a lot of people growing up in the auto industry, I know that if you want to work with your hands, obviously you want to work with your hands. So, and I'm here for the long run to make Geelong even better than what it is. The reason I moved up here was because it was a great city to live in anyway.
Well, Desmond, thank you for coming in. Looking forward to seeing you on the 29th of April at the Candidates Forum.
Thank you.
Thank you. Desmond Sandorn there. We'll take a break, and Rosa and Gina coming in next with the Easter break ahead. What do you need to do for property maintenance? And John Aaron will be with us shortly as well.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.